Siman Reish Beis Sif Tes Vav Page Kuf Tes Ala Sukar Mavorach Shehakol. So the sugar that you make out of sugar cane, you take the sugar cane, the liquid comes out, you take that and you boil it and process it, and out comes the sugar. So the bracha is Shehakol V'chen Hamotzeit Kanim Mesukos Shehakol. And similarly, if you suck the cane, so you get out that the sugar, you get, it's a sugary, sweet type of a liquid, the bracha shakol. Okay. Ala sukar, like the Mishnah Berurah, ayin gimel. Pirish, the bar tesom, gedelim, konim, mesukim. They have, and where they are, there are types of cane, sugar cane, which grows. They press it. So you cook it till it hardens, and if it looks like little grains of salt, so the Rambam Shita is that this is a liquid coming out of like you had dvash tamorim, is liquid coming out of the fruits. It's not any better than that. And furthermore, it's been processed, so the bracha is going to be downgraded to a shehakol. Or if you suck the cane directly, shehakol. You can't eat the actual cane itself. So it's not a pre, but it has a sweetness. So sucking it out is not any different than, you're not eating the fruit, it's not any different than that we hit with the case we had before of pressing out the zeya and the drinking it. All the same thing. Okay. Because of b'chayyadim, the wooden loyas sherish occur in licorice, kamkin in mevorach loshakol. So they take the root of a licorice plant, and you chew on it, you get the flavor. It's anise plant. Kamkin in mevorach loshakol. So mevorach loshakol. What you're doing really is chewing on the piece of wood. That wood has a good flavor. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. Okay. Zot Mishabura, Bada. The Avsha Shulchan Aruch Sosim Ladina Del Sukkar Al Kodim Berchos HaShakol. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring anybody who argues. And he just presents you as a finalized, given fact that that's the bracha. Bemez Yesh Bada Deus Ben HaRishonim. Actually, this is a machloikus. So, after the machloikis, so the correct psak to do is a shahakol, because that's going to cover you no matter what you do. Okay. But if a person did make a bracha of brepio eitz or brepio doma, so he will be yotze b'di'evit, he will not repeat the bracha, he will not make a shahakol afterwards. Because there are some opinions that say that since the plant is planted for this purpose, so this is the product of that plant. So this is the prehoates, right? The liquid over here becomes the prehoates. That's what some people argue. So that would be the argument why the correct bracha is prehoates. So the question which the question is why Pripia Dhamma? So if you look at the Bir Locha, it's about halfway down, it's a long Bir Locha over here about the sugar, what the different sheet is, what the bracha is. So he quotes a Bir Bahag, it's more than halfway down the column.
Yeah,
The Vavahag of Isa the Chiyah and the Deyak and Maisa. You see that?
Yeah.
Sukkar Kana Dilei Vadayitzu. The Sukkar Brepi Adama. Lamisha the Sirlo the Kana Lav Eitzu. It's not because he holds it's not an Eitz. I mean, it's a plant which stays from year to year. So why should it not be Eitz? So the Maisa, when you have the ground and you have the tree, and then you have a fruit of the tree, so the bracha is brepioates. Something which grows out of the ground, because each year it grows anew from the ground, so the bracha is brepioadama. This, in that sense, is like that. It's not coming, it's not a distinct. The tree is the priyadama. The fruit of the tree is the priyoates. Over here, there's no fruit of the tree. This is the tree. This is part of the tree. Mm-hmm. The tree goes out of the ground. So the correct bracha is being priyadama. So that's shita. So we have three different shitas with the correct bracha is over here.
So the Rambam is the one.
Rambam
is usual. This is like the only case where. If it's brepuets or hadama, if this is how it's made to be eaten, you don't make brepuets or hadama. He's saying it's charcoal.
Right, because he's saying it's b'chal not a pri.
That's the
chiddush.
It's
not better than the liquid of the tamarim. Mm-hmm. But over there also we have the shita, which we have the Rashba said that the bracha is if you plant it for that purpose, it becomes the pri itself. So it's a chiddush. Yeah. Now. So the Mishabura, this is all talking about their sugar, which they made from cane. The cane and sugar shalom, back to the Mishabura, Shanasim and Barikas, they make a beet sugar. Okay. Sift Hazayin. Al pilbul v'zangevul yveshim. So you have these types of spices. Zangevul is ginger, and pilbul is a pepper. Val klov shel girufli v'tzlomer negalach. I think that's it's usually translated as I think it's some type of clove or something like that. Cholkir tibizet she derech lochem elo ayinet terubus. You never eat them straight. So there's no bracha on them. If you mix them with something else, we shall see. Okay. Zatim Shabura. Zangibal Einzain. Hu mashakur in ingibar. See, ingibar is ginger. Kokir tuzek going galgen vitzitve. Okay. I cannot give you any more information about what those are. If normally they're eaten as mixed with something else, and he eats them of Adam, therefore there's no bracha on them, because this is not a normal act of achila b'chlau. It's not a fresh item. Like we'll see in Sif Yurches, it talks about fresh pepper or fresh ginger. But right now, Thomas, it's right out already, so they don't really taste like anything. Now, v'machlam im tzukr, because unless you made a terubas out of it, you mixed the ginger with sugar and you made some type of a concoction out of it, and you ate it. B'var pri adama. So then, you would make a bracha of Rei Pri Havadama. So you can't call it Haetz, even if they would grow on a tree, because they're downgraded because you're not eating it as the primary function of the tree is to produce the fresh item. So this is a secondary function. So the bracha is downgraded to ho'adama. Sif Yud Zayin, alegas musket is brepio eitz, while kanila rotzomer tzimmerin brepio adama. That's cinnamon. Okay. Sif Yud Zayin, brepio eitz. Tabrihu, even though it's dried already, you still will eat it. Person who has diarrhea. And apparently, if you put it into your beer, it helps the person body stop it. Stop the diarrhea. He's not thirsty. He's only drinking it for refuah purposes. So then, a muskariker, a bashecher tovel, a mavar b'rapiyoetz. Okay, if the primary purpose is the muskats, the brachazoetz, can we get b'shem and leil siptal? Vimu toyev lishtos a shecher. He is thirsty. He wants to drink the beer. Gabla refuah, independent of the refuah needs. You make a bracha on the shakol on the beer, and it covers this nut as well. A person wants to drink.
Not muskat.
Is that a nut? Yeah. And a shakol is a nut.
Muskat.
So the egos. In the case of the oil before, because Toyev Lishtes Mea Nigrin Mashecher, he wants to drink the Mea Nigrin, which he mixes with the Shemin. Avi should notice in the Sechah Shemin, the Refuah Mavarch Ala Shecher Levad in Himarayv. I'm a little bit confused. There's no Shecher before in the case. I don't remember having Shecher before in the case. Fine. So we said the bracha is Kenila is Brei Pri Adam. Kihu Gadol Haaretz Kamekadim. It grows right out of the ground like reeds. It's normal to eat them, so the bracha is not downgraded because they're normal to eat like that, but the mice goes out of the ground, so the bracha is Brei Pri Adam. In contrast to Sif Tezayin, and also I don't understand why the presentation, why wouldn't Tezayin and then Sif Yud Ches be together, really? That should be. You mentioned the conversation about the pilpel, saying if they're a Yavashim, which is Sif Yud Tezayin, you eat them like that, no bracha. If they're still fresh and they're still moist, the bracha is Brei Pri Adama. Hago, kol haperis shiyudeya b'hem shehem ikra pri v'orach aleihem Brei Pri Eitz. If this is the primary thing that the tree is producing, so the bracha is Brei Pri Eitz shehem ikra pri v'Brei Pri Adama. But if this is the secondary product of the tree, so then the bracha is Brei Pri Adama. Fine. B'im hu masubek boi im hu ikra pri aloi. If you're not sure what it is, so Brei Pri Adama covers the Eitz. But Eitz does not cover Hadama, so you say Hadama, you're covering either way. If you're many of them, Mahu, Mavor Shako. Okay. Mishabura, Sivkat, and Pebe, Svetuvim. So the Bracha is Brei Pri Adama. So why is it Brei Pri Adama? The Zangwa La Perehu, Elishroshi Mino Eitz, Tachla Karka. It's the roots. That's where it is. Pilpulin, Abagad, Tugdalen al Elon, even though they grow in trees and bushes. Kiman the Ain, Noitim El Aldas, Shisyapshu, Beyochlu, Ruban, Shukim, Betaribis, Kitavlin. They're planted, the primary use of them was to dry them out and then make this concoction afterwards. They're not normally eaten like this. We could argue that really the bracha would be even a shakol. But it's not abnormal. It's not common. It's not abnormal to eat it straight. Therefore, that's the hachinami not iksas. So, it is planted for that purpose as well. So, therefore, it's going to not get the full bracha, but it'll get a lowered bracha. Therefore, the chaim rochem aleim brei pri adamo. So, Rambam gives us a klal. He says, if what you're dealing with is something which is the ikra of the pri, so the bracha is so eight. If it's not an ikra of the pri, but it's a pri, it's bracha zadama. And the other things are made when we're in a shahakal. Hegel generic are pri, can also above, finally come on, erase him and erase Rob, Mr. Burr. Okay. Second. Fine. So the Mishnah Berurah, that this halacha that when you don't know, you can make a shahakal and just cover everything, or make a dhamma in this situation and cover everything, that's only after you've attempted and you can't figure it out. The more it says, you have the right to listen, I don't have the bracha. I have no deal with everything. I'll say shahakal and everything, it's not my problem. The more you can't eat. The more you know how to eat, don't know the time. You have to go mivar, whatever everything is. Then after that, you've made a tap, so you don't have any answers to certain things, so you'll use the bidiyav of the shahakal, or a dhamma. So, whether mesubah is ikar pri or not, the bracha is a pri adhamma. Baf sha'af imhu pri haitz. Yotza So we can argue with them. I'm not sure. Either it's a dates or a dhamma. So if I say how eights, I have 50% chance to be right, and according to the other 50% chance, I'm wrong. If I say a dhamma, according to both opinions, if the bracha is a dhamma, I said a dhamma. The bracha is a eights. But you have it, a dhamma works on an eights. Mahu, min, if you're not even sure, but maybe it's something with the bracha is a shahakal, so then you make a shahakal. Okay. Simen reish gimel. Dine birchas peres oritz. A peres oritz mavarok repi adama. Something which grows from the ground, so then the bracha is repi adama. Sif base. So what about a bush? So bush is like a tree that remains from year to year. On the other hand, it grows very close to the ground. So do we look at it and say that this is not a tree, this is really just growing out of the ground? Especially could argue, we'll talk about, we have a concept that within the first three tefachim off the ground, it's like it's on the ground. So you have a very low bush and it's already producing, so that's, even though it remains from year to year, so it's not growing anew out of the ground each time. But up to three tefachim high, it's like the ground. So whatever grows from such a small plant is really the ground. So so the bracha rebbe dama hagadol mikri eitz elish the bear girl says this remark really belongs after the next sif. He's not commenting on what we just said. He's commenting on what will be said later on. He really said like this. He says, "Lamikri eitz elo shemotzi lo mi eitz." Amash shemotzi lo mishrashav lo mikri eitz. The definition of an eitz is that the fruit which grows again, etc., comes out of the tree which exists from year to year. But if each time it goes back and from the roots of the ground, it produces a new plant, so it's growing out of the ground. So that's repi adama. Amash shemotzi lo mishrashav lo mikri eitz. Hayanu kimin the kola eitz la gamri. Fine. Does Mr. Burr? I'll tell them again. Miss that. Sif Kanhal. Shakur and Mulberry. Omalinus. Okay. Mulberries or raspberries. There's so much growing, clearly a tree. The tree lasts from year to year. It has the right characteristics of a tree. We say repuates. But theirs was much more, it was something different apparently. There's a type of a nut called the shtenel nut. Shigdalim al atse yar. Sorachian. It grows on a tree. Kain toib ko kach la michael ki imacher abishal. Zabla b'nei asa ha mavor b'sef hei. Abla domi la tusa m'gdalim b'ilin shiksav dem b'vorach b'repuates. Toib ha'im la michael kishinshto alilin. So these things, these berries, ripen. But over here, if you can eat it raw, I guess it means. One second. So maybe eating it raw, so it's not, they're not really fully ready to eat. So for the brachas, don't get it to them. Then the Ramah said, if it's mitzvah me'eat, so the oz yeshal pri or shem pri eats, afim eatsu gibel dach. Even though the eats is a small, thin, very sapling, but if it's producing a fruit, the fruit's coming out of the tree. But a case where each year it's kala eats of the banana plant. All of the growth falls off and it starts over again. It goes out of the ground again. So then the bracha is the kol eitzav. So the bracha is ripya dam. Preacher Karen Brum Beren. There's such a type of a berry. I'm not sure what that is. That's what I'm going to rub. The vorach aleim brei pio eitz. Shekhen olam iskai miyomim rab. Last for a long time, but they grow on. Kishol kopera hoder osim me'os onof atzma. And when you take away these fruits, the next year, next season, you'll grow from those branches again. So it means it exists from year to year, and it's producing new fruit from the branches. Okay. Now, but when you take away the fruit, a new one grows on that branch. So that's the indicative of that it's not growing out of the ground, it's growing out of the branch. Paris Adumim, Shakarin, Pazimkis. Okay. Akdelim Besecha Yoris, Vorachalem Bre Pio Adam. So it was like an inferior type of a fruit. So the bracha is adama. Even though they grow in a protected area, so he says, even though they've been cultivated, the bracha is adama. Just but yeah, because the bracha repuates, yoichol rak ma'at sheshal tisbat the bracha lo yoser. Then you go back and say repi adama. So he seems to be machriya that the ikar psak is repi adama. Now, what about if it's growing on a very short bush? We discussed before. Even though the whole height of this little bush is less than 3 tefachim high, so Mishabura Paskins, Kamal Yagadish Shcharim, so blackberries grow in something like that. So the Iker bracha really should be brei pio eitz because it's growing out of a tree. However, the minig is say brei pio adama, and we're not going to check with the minig. What's Takam Shat in the minute? After the Tamim Dol Chashiva Kol Kach Pri, maybe that we look at the fact that we need a process like this that degrades it from being such a chashiva item. Okay, now Umina Yagadish. So some of these blackberries, Mizurevinis. Shemotzi mehem hamashka bazerkan lachlipa. You suck out the liquid and you throw away the shell. Yes, it's been a chodem imivorcha olim by piyodama v'shehakol. So, how do you argue that? Now the rishon lebracha is going to be adama. Now you suck out the liquid. It's like kani sukkah. You're just sucking out the liquid. Or no, this is how you eat. This becomes the main purpose why you plant the pre. So the bracha will then be a brepi adama, or it's liquid by alma. So the bracha is a shahako. Best of time a little chibikol kach pri. Umine yagadash vizur vinis. Okay, so I don't know what that is. Shemutzim mehem amashka vizurkam chlipa. They shtef and achredim in bracha alay brepi adama a shahako. Aval al kalinis. Okay. Even when they grow on a tree, people don't eat them in general. Especially if you eat it with the shell and the seed, they're not edible. Okay. So again, we're touching on this concept that there could be. You know, even though you have a paradigm that the previous should be praised, there could be things which are going to downgrade the bracha. Okay. Gimel Allah Mujish Bere Pri Adama.
Bananos.
So what is this? So this is bananas. So why is Ripi Adama? The Mishabura Talad Gam Kenatam Kama Betusim, because what happens is the tree falls away, and the new tree grows out of the roots. So each year the earth is producing it. Says the Pri Adama. Talad Al Perishal Batin Al Iloni Sirak Shako. So you can have an Iloni Sirak, which are basically not fruit bearing trees, but they still have some little types of berries or something that they produce on the tree. So Bracha is a Shako. Mishabura hey shakol. So chashiba the vorachal embry pirates. I mean, kama eitz ba'alman. You bet them they're just like the wood. They're not really. They don't plant for that purpose. The people don't pick them in general. They're basically worthless. So it's hard to call that pirates. Okay.
What are two things?
Now, well, Adama Latusim is not like the case of the berries, which you mentioned. She was said bays, Achshibi al Kaponim Pri, they are considered a pre. Ashadel Nami Visneh, Duk Ilan Srak, they're growing on a bush, which similar to Ilan Srak, is not considered a fruit bearing tree because it's not the same. Why? The Haim Taim Lachilach Ayim, Kashem Shoyim Harbe Allah Snev Mispashim, they eventually will ripen. But that being said, the branches don't last from year to year. Over here, the point is the opposite: is the tree might remain, but the pear is a pear gurua. Like crab apples or crab pears. Generally, they're not edible raw. So they're only when you cook them. Do you get them make them edible? So they make a repiates then. No, I feel a bishlam. Mechid mevarach alem shako. Fine. Megarzim ktanim and lekotim ba'atzei yar shem tevin lachila. You have an opposite. You have these small nuts which are not fully grown and they're very edible. So pre gomra who mavarch al zeh bre pre eitz. So that's the pre. That's ready. They got the point that they're edible. So that's considered the pre. V'chein al ogris loshanaz kester berin. It's castor oil berries. Afshe gedelim al kaitzim. Even though they grow more like a thorn bush, so it's more like a snat. No, the minhag is make a brei pi'etz. Pri adam shegadol al kaitzim, but on those stalks that they're providing, pri adam shegadol al kaitzim b'loshen askas handfutin. So kershin or cherries. Russian Poland Pianitsis Borch and Shako, Shane and Khashibim Magam Gdelem Alit. So here we're just arguing that the lack of chashivas is going to undermine the bracha on that. One more sif. Hey, b'nei asa, ova v'gav shabishlam, v'havan kiperis, enu mavorach ala shahako. So you have little like berries which grow on the hadas, on the myrtle. So those little berries, and even though you made them edible, but they remain a shahakul. Hadanov miktanim shigilim himatzi b'hadasim. So these little grapes, little berries which grow on the hadasim, brach shahakul, the lochashivi. Have a look at Paris from Sin and Lonnie's Rock. That's the case of Paris, which Lonnie's Rock produced, which you saw in Sif Dalet, that they don't have a Hashibah to them, and therefore the Bracha remains a Shahakal. It's not upgraded, it's never got a Hashibah to the point of being a Hadama or more. The Krep Bracha is a Shahakal. Megam Shigadelim Al Atodin. Yeah, fine. Let's hold it here. The Homevov.